Hello,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. And we are connecting in with our first guest, Desiree. We're trying to connect in with our first guest. Okay. Hello? And our first guest is having some technical difficulty getting her connected. But I wanted to say good morning to, and good, let me rephrase that. I want to say hello and Happy New Year to all of our listeners today. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions. So everybody makes them. Everybody breaks them. So what kinds of things can you do in order to help bring in the new year successfully and get a running start on the next 12 months? One of the things that patients ask me all the time is, you know, what do I do for, pick it, what do I do to lose weight? What do I do to feel better? What do I do to have less fatigue? What do I do to sleep better? What can I do? And I want to make sure that I do everything right this year. Well, one of the things that I say to people is, for the most part, take it one day at a time. And as you take it one day at a time, you're going to find that it's much easier. Think of it in terms of a 12-step program with alcoholics. You live today only for today. So if today you want to work toward losing weight, well, start working on a gradient. For example, if you're drinking 12 Coca-Colas, try drinking 10, and tomorrow try drinking 9, and sort of give yourself a countdown. Do things in gradients. If you're eating too many sweets, like if you have to have sugar after every meal, then today try not having sugar after breakfast, or tomorrow try not having sugar after breakfast or lunch, or the next day try not having sugar after dinner, and then see how much you can not eat anything that is obviously a sugar dessert. Some people say, well, I want to know how to sleep better. I'm going to make sure that I absolutely sleep better, but I don't know what to do. So in that case, I say, well, that's fine. Let's go ahead and see what it is that you might be doing that might not be allowing you to sleep. And for some people, it's as simple as making sure that any light in the room is muted, because our eyes, even when they're closed, tend to be sensitive to light. So we want to make sure that any cell phones that you have connected are away from the bed and the light is turned off. Any digital clocks that you have, the light is turned off. If you need to have blackout shades because you don't typically wake up until after the sun comes up, get them. Or wear a simple little eye mask so that you cannot be exposed to the light. Now, that's one of the very simple solutions. And there are also myriad different nutritional solutions that can be effective for helping people sleep better as well, and it's different for everybody. Some people just simply need to give themselves a little bit more time before they go to bed, between the time they eat dinner and the time they go to bed. Other people need to actually eat a little something before they go to bed, and that would be a little protein to help their body get fuel in order to allow the body to more healthfully go through the liver challenges that it does during the first 4 hours of deep sleep, so you're not waking up after 4 hours. For fatigue, honestly, without sounding flip, one of the simple things that you can do is to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to handle your challenges for the day. You make yourself a list. You get through the priorities. You do what you can, but allow yourself to not stress over what you didn't get done. Simply add it to the list the next day and do things as you can. Thinking outside the box, we're dealing with some practical solutions for very commonly asked questions. And that's it for me today. We are still waiting for our guest, who is...
Good afternoon.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I've just been filling in time.
No, but you've been doing great. It's very good information. And like you said, some of it sounds, you know, very common sense, but I was listening intensively because these are some things that I didn't, you know, it sounds very simple, like, you know, covering or turning off the light, but some people don't overlook it. Many people overlook it, and it's always good to have your reminders from a professional like yourself.
Oh, thank you. So did you have any questions?
I think people that I talk to in the different communities have resolved to live less with less stress in their businesses, in their home lives, and to create more balance and to create more harmony in their lives. It seems to be a really prevalent thought this year, I think especially coming after the tidal wind that we've all experienced in the last couple of years. And again, we know there's meditation. We know as far as thinking and making lists and being methodical. What do you suggest? And what do you suggest people do when they feel that stress coming on as a quick de-stressor? Whether it's an office or home or in a conversation.
Honestly, if people could just take a step back and reestablish their stress boundaries. I like to call them stress boundaries. Because if someone finds themselves getting all upset and stressing, then you just take a deep breath, you know, one or two nice deep breaths and say, this will get handled in your own head. This will get handled. Give yourself that moment in time to create a new unit of time, as opposed to bringing the conversation or the circumstance or everything that you're experiencing and stressing over and letting it add to everything you experienced or stressed over earlier in the day or the day before. Take a couple of deep breaths and just say, okay, look at it with a new set of eyes. Or get up, take a walk around the office real fast, come on back, sit down and go, okay, fresh moment in time. And approach it as if nothing else is stressing you out. You're simply dealing with the challenge of the moment. And that's quick fix.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate your information. And I thank you so much. I look forward to hearing you next time.
I look forward to being on next time. And next time we are going to talk about protecting your child's future and the things that you can do to ensure that your little one has the best chance possible to have a healthy brain and a healthy body. So without further ado, any of you who are interested, you're welcome, who are listening and are interested, you are welcome to go on my website, which is www.starchiropracticandnutrition.com. By all means, look at the YouTube videos, look at some of the patient testimonials, see if there's anything there that resonates with you. But until next time, this is Dr. Susan Starler signing off and thinking outside the box. Thank you.